We are joined by Attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Every Monday, we do a three and out with the Gophers, you got the Tommies, the other D1 football team, and the Johnnies. I don't care if they're not playing for the MIC championship. They're still the best D3 team in the state. But before we do that, Jeff, your thoughts on the Vikings' big, big win under rocket scientist Joshua Dobbs.
It was impressive, I thought. I mean, you know, I remember being growing up with as a Tommy Kramer fan, you know, being friends with Tommy, the famous game where he came in as a rookie and threw three touchdowns in the final quarter and won the game, filling in for Bob, you know, for Bob Lee after Fran Tarkenton had got hurt. This is kind of the reverse of that, right? You have the veteran, the journeyman, Josh Dobbs coming in and putting together three touchdowns after the rookie goes out. You know, it was a team win. It's nice to see them step up like that. You know, he started a little bit shaky. I thought he was looking more like Josh Freeman to start out with, and then settled down and did what he did. So, you know, I guess time will tell to see if this holds, but certainly a fun game to watch and an impressive win yesterday for the Vikings, a very beat-up Vikings team.
Absolutely. Speaking of beat-up, those Gophers, they got beat. I mean, this team, Fleck is just, he's never going to take this team to a championship. And they had an opportunity maybe to win the West, and then they go out and fall flat. I mean, they lose to Illinois. This is not a good Gopher team. Illinois was not a good team. And it's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment.
Yeah, you know, we talked a week ago, Bob, and we talked about Illinois and Bielema and how he's undefeated against, you know, the Gophers, and how this could happen, that, you know, that they had to be watched for this game. And obviously they couldn't, it happened exactly as we feared, that they would lose to Illinois. And so this pretty much ices their chances of winning the Big Ten West title. But in all fairness, all that does is they lose the right to lose to Ohio State by 35 points.
That's a great way to look at it. Well, wait a minute. Michigan can't win that East or the other division?
I suppose they could. Depends on how well they're stealing signs from the other teams.
That's a good point. You know what? Also, who was it? Was it Purdue or Northwestern complaining they were stealing their signs? Come on. What's the difference? You're going to get plowed.
Nobody would want Northwestern signs.
Yeah, that doesn't help your case when you say they're stealing our signs too.
All right.
Let's talk about those Johnnies. I mean, it's a shame. They should be playing for the championship. They're not, but they still can get an at-large bid in the D3 championship tournament.
Yeah, I really hope they do, Bob. You know, I think going into this last weekend, I don't see what happened. I haven't seen the new rankings after Saturday's games, but they were 19th in the D3 top 25 going into Saturday. So it's just, and this is one of the things, you know, the further along St. Thomas gets out of D3, the more I don't miss it. Especially with football and these bizarre slottings for playoffs, where you have a potential top 25 team sitting at home. They're on the bubble. You know, they need to beat Concordia in the third place game, and just hope for an at-large bid. But you know, it's if Bethel wins, it'll be crazy. The fact that the Johnnies would have beaten the quote-unquote conference champion would be sitting at home watching the playoffs. So, and who knows going forward? I just saw, speaking of Bethel, we saw that Steve Johnson, their coach, announced that this is his last year. So, this may go back to being the Johnnies conference from here on out. Who knows?
Well, right now, the Johnnies actually they dropped to number 20. However, if you take a look at the 19 ahead of them, nobody from the MIAC is ahead of them.
No.
Not Bethel. And St. John's had 176 points, meaning, you know, when people voted for this, Bethel has 10. Nobody thinks much of Bethel. And they're not even in that mix.
Yeah, and you got Trinity in like the top 10, and the Johnnies beat Trinity. That's the frustrating
Trinity
part
is
about-
six.
Yeah, that's the frustrating part about Division III is one fluky loss can wreck your whole season.
Yep, and River Falls is they're 7-2, but they're 11th
mm-hmm.
where they're ranked. They dropped from they had been seventh. So, I mean, what they're going to actually need is they're going to need some of these teams ahead of them, I think, to fall a little bit. And because it's going to be tough with 19 teams ahead of you to get that at-large.
What hurts the Johnnies is when they're looking at the at-large spots, they looked at, you know, strength of schedule, and you've got the WIAC, the Wisconsin Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, that has Whitewater and Oshkosh and all these teams that have done well, you know, typically historically in the playoffs. And then you look at the MIAC, and you look at what the bottom of the barrel MIAC teams are, and there's a lot of them, unfortunately, and that actually hurts the Johnnies in their chances for an at-large bid, is just how bad the other schools are in the conference.
Well, you got three teams: UW La Crosse at fourth, UW Whitewater at fifth, and UW River Falls at 11th. So, I mean, Wisconsin's doing pretty darn good. I mentioned Illinois because North Central of Illinois, that must be one heck of a team. Mount Union is second to them. North Central has 25 first place votes. That's impressive.
Yep.
And it also supports this ranking, what I said, they are the best D3 team. It doesn't matter that they're not playing for the D3 or the MIAC championship. Nobody nationally thinks anything of Bethel or that other team that got lucky. Anyway, all right, how about your alma mater? What did they do this weekend?
They were idle this weekend. They were on a bye. Yep, they have one more game next weekend. But, you know, again, they play San Diego. And I think so far they've split with San Diego in with the two previous years. But the Tommies season will be over with that game next week because they had, you know,
they can't play in the postseason.
Yeah, they got two more years where they can't play postseason. But they also, I think, are slated to finish about third in the Pioneer League because of that loss to Drake. So,
well, I'm going to, you know what, this is the three and out for football. I'm doing a one and out for rugby. St. John's rugby team is going to, mentioned it last week, I think, to the regional semifinals. They win two games there in St. Louis. They move on to the Final Four. This is basically the Sweet 16 for college rugby, and they do a great job. And I will not say this enough. Their coach is a terrific coach named Tammy Cowan, the only woman ever to win two national championships in men's sports, men's collegiate sports. So she's had the team in the regionals every year, just about every year they're in there, and those two national titles. So it's a scrappy bunch, and I mention it because my son's one of the players on the team. But beside that, it's an accomplishment.
I'll give you one. I'll do my own shout out. The St. Thomas men's hockey team had a nice little sweep this weekend against Northern Michigan. So they're continuing that strong play that they had in the non-conference schedule with St. Cloud State, and you know they gave the Gophers their due. Held close with them even though they lost. So pretty optimistic about how they're starting out. It's a much better start than the previous couple of seasons. So good to see that.
Well, good for them. But I'm, you know what? I'm happy for your team, but I'm a rugby guy now, quite honestly. I don't really care about the other ones. All right. And also, by the way, if you are a Johnny's fan, because you can catch it in a lot of places. You got to listen to 660 AM, The Bear, because they are your Johnny station for, not only in St. Cloud and in Collegeville, but everywhere around the state. Check out 660 AM, The Bear, for the most in Johnny's reportage. No, they do a great job. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Thanks, Jeff. And the BS show will be right back.